Claire, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Philip. How are you?
When did your tenant last pay you rent?
My tenant last paid rent May of last year, so just over a year ago.
And had they been a good tenant up until that point?
Until then, they had been fine. They had been there for a year and had had no trouble whatsoever with them. And then the trouble began last year, over a year ago, and is still ongoing and hasn't quite been resolved yet.
As in they're still in the property and they still haven't paid?
They're still in the property. And I have gone through all the processes through the PRTB that I have been instructed to do, both by them through the PRTB, and I had to go to a solicitor as well, purely just for their advice as to what to do moving this tenant on because they hadn't paid for
So when you say you've been through all the processes with the PRTB, that means that they have given you a deliberation, or they have given the tenant a deliberation saying pay up.
That's right. I'm in receipt of the determination order. I got that from them about 2 weeks ago, just short of 2 weeks ago. But the determination order is pretty much being ignored by the tenant and is continuing to reside in the property. At this stage, owes me well over €10,000, close to €12,000. I at this stage, I'm assuming I'll never see that money. My issue now is that I want to get her out of the property so that I can get in a paying tenant. And
of course you do, but to explain to me what it is that the PRTB do once they have delivered the determination order, they have told the tenant what's what, and the tenant flicks two fingers at you both. Is their only next option or suggested option to you to go and seek legal advice?
Through the courts is the only option open to me now, and they have basically offered me either I can pursue that myself, which I don't have the means to do financially, or it's timely and it's going to take months, if not years, for it to actually come to court. At this stage, I've been paying the mortgage the entire time, and I have this one property. I am in negative equity on it, and that's my main issue. And I'm sure there are hundreds of people in similar circumstances around the country. You know, we're all, you know, maybe in your 30s or 40s, maybe have young children, possibly older, minding parents as well, and being bled dry, quite frankly.
What do you know about your tenant situation? Are they out of a job now?
I don't know. To be quite frank, the tenant has lied to me on umpteen occasions, so I don't really believe, a word that, you know, I don't know whether they're working, whether they're not working. I have been told she's informed me she isn't. She was in receipt of welfare at one stage, I'm aware of, but the welfare didn't want to liaise with me directly, and I can understand their reasons for not doing so. So I know that when she was originally taken on as a tenant, she was in receipt of welfare, and I did notify them as soon as the rent stopped that basically she was still in receipt of welfare payments, and they said they would look into it themselves. So, but at this stage, I'm in a situation where now I have had to stop the mortgage because she has essentially wiped out my savings. I am now in the position where I have been faced with, okay, I have this determination order which isn't being complied with. So she hasn't moved out of the property.
How sympathetic is your bank?
Well, they're not at all, quite frankly. Yes, they're not at all. They say they know the ins and outs of it. They say there's nothing I can do. They offered me a payment holiday as part of my contract, but to be honest, that was for a maximum of 6 months. But I was going to be the person being penalised in that case because they had built that into the contract. They don't want to know about the final details of, you know, my tenancy.
Well, what were they going to do? Were they going to capitalise that 6 months of arrears, or were they just going to add it on at the other end, or was it interest?
To be honest, we didn't even get into that much detail. I just have literally been in a position where I've said I can't actually pay this anymore because I don't have I don't have any income coming in. So I've had to just stop
and
that.
Did you sit down with the PRTB at any point and say to them, what is the point of you guys? You're supposed to keep me out of the courts and keep this whole process out of the courts and to solve it. And all you have ended up doing at the end of a year-long process is tell me to go off to the courts.
That's it. They have said they will, they might pursue it on my behalf. But depending on whether they deem it suitable by the board to be something for them to pursue, and if that's the case, well, then that can take however long. But they aren't giving me any solution for the here and now, as in how to, can I get the Gardaí around to enforce that that she vacate the property. They basically are just everybody that I've spoken to, while they've been very pleasant, and they have, had to endure my ire and my anger and my frustration on numerous occasions, and I found the whole process to be, to be quite honestly, it's been extremely difficult, extremely stressful, both emotionally, financially, on every level. It's been really, really difficult
and extremely unproductive.
Absolutely, and at the end of this, I'm saying I've paid for the privilege of having paid my fee, having also then paid the dispute fee, and at the end of it all, I'm actually no further wrong essentially than I was a year ago. So I'm literally, this has only just happened in the last couple of weeks. I really thought that when I got this determination order, which, believe me, it was like pulling teeth, the whole process, even though they would believe that it was addressed as a priority, but I don't think that taking 6 weeks to send out a piece of paper, that's just not efficiency. That would not work in the private sector. So, I have found the whole process to be infuriating. And while, as I said, the people that I've dealt with have all been perfectly pleasant, but I have found just their systems, I have, I've had to end up shouting at them saying, your systems don't work. The process isn't working here. You need to look at this. And I'm sure I'm not the only person. They say that I am not the only person that I ring, that rings them. I'm sure they get called every day. And when you look at the site, you can see the number of disputes that are ongoing. And some of them are for smaller issues, such as, maybe a landlord, retaining a deposit or damaged property, etc. But there are a large number of people that are basically in the situation of overholding, which is where the tenant has failed to pay and are in arrears.
And are you at risk now, do you think, of your bank issuing legal proceedings against you?
Absolutely. And I quite frankly don't know what I'm going to do. I'm between a rock and a hard place. I'm in a situation where I don't have any income coming in. She has wiped out the savings. The tenant not paying has wiped out the savings because I have faithfully paid the mortgage the entire time. And it has chipped away. And I thought maybe it would take 2 months to resolve, 3 months, 4 months. And it has gone on and on and on. And essentially, I'm still at square one. So I have just found the whole process to be really infuriating. And and as I said, I'm sure there are people all over the country in the same position that maybe have had bought a house. Maybe in my circumstances, I got married and moved house. My husband had a house at the time, so we moved in there. Have children now. I work full time. It's not like I am a landlord in the traditional sense and have maybe four or five properties and know the ins and outs of the system. I'm just somebody that happened to, by circumstance, end up in this situation, and it's been
signed up to the PRTB in the belief that they'd be able to resolve things like this, but clearly in your case they haven't.
Exactly, you would think. All right. Well, sadly, I feel I'm on the losing end, unfortunately, and it hasn't been resolved, and it doesn't look like it's going to be anytime soon.
Doesn't sound like it. Claire, thank you very much.
You're
Anybody
welcome.
Else have any suggestions for Claire? 1-8-5-7-1-5-8-1-5.